I met Cleon Skousen a long time ago. I came from the field of publishing and printing and so forth. My stake president was A.D.O. Stewart, president of the Temple U Stake. And A.D.O. Stewart talked to me one day. He said, I know you've printed most of Cleon Skousen's books. How do you think you'd make as a chief of police? I said, you can't judge a chief of police by what's in his books. But you judge him by what's in the man. Prince Stewart, I'll just give you one line from the first 2,000 years. The wisdom of God oftentimes appears as foolishness to men. The greatest lesson we can learn in mortality is that when God speaks and man obeys, that man will always be right. Thank you, he said. Cleon was like that. Everyone he spoke to, everyone he taught, is closer to Christ than before he met Cleon Skousen. God touched him, and he slept. That's what's happening. My, he's lived a wonderful life. Extended. Look at all those years. But he has never, ever deviated. And the song that Cleon Skousen is hearing. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter into the Lord. And now to you, Sister Skousen. I brought a special message from the first presidency of the church. Mrs. W. Cleon Skousen. There we have Berkeley Street again. Dear Sister Skousen, we were saddened to learn of the passing of your beloved husband and our friend. Savior used the word friend. W. Cleon Skousen. And express to you and your family our heartfelt and sincere condolences. At the same time, we rejoice with you his long life of devoted service. Brother Skousen was indeed an extraordinary man who set a high standard of integrity and achievement for his family to emulate. His fierce loyalty to our country and his attempts to protect our freedoms are well recognized as he lifted his voice both in the books he authored and the speeches he delivered. He was a powerful influence for good in the lives of his students, and respected by his colleagues. His vision and many achievements will remain a lasting legacy and blueprint for others to follow. He received great satisfaction as his family gathered around him. And we are aware of the important role you've had in all that Brother Skousen accomplished. With love, kind regards. Gordon Beatty, Thomas S. Boston, James D. Fox, First Presidency. God bless you. Our lives are better because of him whom we honor. And may our Heavenly Father bless you. In the words of little Tiny Tim from Christmas Carol, may God bless us, everyone. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.